Thank God it's opening night only happens once a year.
Fair enough. Fair enough. For those who don't know, you played the bulk of your OHL career in North Bay, so you're kind of familiar with our part of the country.
Yes.
Here. Any fond memories of North Bay, Nick?
Always. Northern Ontario means a lot to me. Too many memories to really nail down, but my first time ever ice fishing stands out probably the most. It was almost surreal. I could not believe I was in the middle of Lake Nipissing trying to catch a fish in minus 40 with the wind chill factor. So those are the memories that come to me first being in Northern Ontario.
Being here in Sudbury, we kind of have a bit of a rivalry with North Bay.
A big one.
Have any bad memories or anything you remember of Sudbury then?
Well, just how hard Sudbury played, whether or not it was a skilled guy like Jeff Brown to the Tiger, Mario Cittaroni there. It was always fun. Trying to keep the wolf from coming down the cable after a goal was always our intention. A great junior hockey community, Sudbury, and will be for a very, very long time. And I'm glad North Bay got back in the OHL, and the rivalry continues.
Absolutely. Focusing on the season, which does kick off tonight, there's a couple things that are on people's minds. The new face-off rules, new slashing rules. I know the refs have been told to loosen this stuff up a little bit in regards to the face-offs. Is this something we'll be talking about through the season? Will this be the common thread?
Yeah, I'm not concerned at all about the face-offs. When it comes right down to it, I think that it'll probably look a lot like we did last year. I mean, they'll maybe avoid more scrums because they'll keep the body position a little further back than we've been accustomed to, but not a big issue. Where we'll continue to see the change is the slashing to the hands. They really want to protect the hands, and why wouldn't they? We don't want to see Johnny Hockey in Calgary hurt again for any length of time. We don't want to see Mark Methot lose a finger to a slash, and that was probably the most famous one that we'll remember. They've got to do a better job for sure. The players of keeping the stick around the pants, the shin pads. I just don't want to see those chintzy calls, Chris.
Yeah.
And that parade to the penalty box. Protect the hands. And other than that, it should be business as usual.
For the average viewer, it seems like the NHL every offseason is constantly messing around with the rules. Is there like a rhyme or reason to that?
Well, if you're going to do it in the meaningless games. You know, the whole idea behind any of these changes that we've seen the last few years is to create more offense. Let's face it, the goalies are better than they've ever been. The sophistication of a coaching system has never been better to stifle offense. So everything's about creating offense. So we do know that there's this new wave of superstars coming in the league who have tremendous creativity, that can shoot the puck better than we've ever seen before. So the whole idea is to make rules that create more offense. So the league's done that. Now the rest is up to the players to do what they do best. And I think we will see those numbers come up. I think Connor McDavid, being healthy, has a real legitimate shot of scoring 120 points. And hopefully we see a few more 50-goal scores.
We're speaking with Nick Kiprios, hockey analyst for Sportsnet. I saw that in your predictions you have Connor McJesus.
Yes. Listen, the contract speaks for itself, right? He is it. He sets the tone, and he is the fastest we've ever seen in the history of the game. We've never seen a skater like this, and we all believe that he's only getting better.
Any sportscast that I do, I always say Connor McJesus along with this. Every single time.
Hey, the Rogers executives, they're not too far off that as well.
I was going to ask you for a couple predictions, but like I said, you've already got them up. We have a link to the Sportsnet article. You have the Blue Jackets beating the Anaheim Ducks for the Stanley Cup final. How did you get to that conclusion?
Yeah, listen, all my colleagues either went Tampa Bay, Pittsburgh. So I went off the board a little bit. And I'm a huge fan of goalie Bob. Bobrovsky, I think, is capable of being one of the best goalies this season in the league. I look at that blue line, and Werenski came out of nowhere, really, to be a star already. Seth Jones, I think, has the potential to win a Norris Trophy. I do believe they've got one trading card to play. And if they end up trading for Matt Duchene to add a little bit of offense, I just think that they might be a team that might be ready. Tortorella, as we know, has been a nut job over his coaching career, and he's done some crazy things. But I think he's learned a little bit along the way, and I never questioned his hockey knowledge or being able to coach in the NHL. I think he's one of the better coaches in the league. And I believe he's kind of learned a little bit over the last few years. And I just think it's a good time right now for the Columbus Blue Jackets.
And you have your team most likely to disappoint as the Montreal Canadiens, essentially putting a dagger in the heart of a lot of Canadiens fans up here.
Yeah, listen, there's times when you don't read too much into the preseason, and there's other times that you do. And I just watched a lot of their hockey in those first six games. And if Carey Price can't score, I'm wondering who can. And Jonathan Drouin, I like the trade. If I'm Mark Bergevin, I do that trade again tomorrow, because I think when you're building a team, you got to have a strong centerpiece. And I think he's got him. He's a world-class talent already. But after that, the creativity kind of drops somewhat. Pacioretty can shoot the puck, we know that. And Galchenyuk can. But the mere fact that Galchenyuk didn't develop into this great playmaker, I think, sets the program back a little bit. And I just wonder how much pressure there is on Thomas Plekanec and Philip Danault to go out there and score 60 points, because there's not many guys that can do what Jonathan Drouin can for the Montreal Canadiens.
Absolutely. Speaking with Nick Kiprios, just got a couple more questions for you, sir. Nick Kiprios, in his prime, you have a choice of playing for any Canadian team right now. Who do you sign
with? That's a good one, because when I look at Connor McDavid and Austin Matthews, I'm sitting there going, boy, these are two guys that look like they're destined for greatness, and you'd love playing with either one of them. Mitch Marner is another guy that you sit there and go, man, if I just went to the net and kept my stick on the ice, I could score 30 goals. That's how good this guy is.
Just hoping it goes off your stick or off a pad or something.
I'll flip a coin. Edmonton or Toronto. We believe that these two teams are real close in the East and West.
Heads will be Toronto, tails is Edmonton. Let's flip her now.
Yeah, let's go.
We got tails. You're going to Edmonton.
There you go. By the way, I wouldn't rent an apartment or buy a house. I would just live in that new Rogers Arena.
Yeah, just find a little loft somewhere.
Yeah, it's spectacular.
Last one for you. Any explanation for Jaromir Jagr, 45 years old, still playing? Is that stem cells? Is that is that Samson with the long hair? What are we attributing that to?
Yeah, that's a good question, but it's defying all odds. It'll be interesting though to see what kind of role he takes in terms of, does he end up playing on the big line with Monahan and Gaudreau, or can he find a role as a third line player with the likes of maybe Versteeg and Sam Bennett. In the past, it appears he's happiest when he's getting tons of ice time and top power play. I just don't know where the fit is right now, but we may learn as early as in the next week or two when he finally gets settled in. Don't believe he's playing tonight. But he'll be in there sooner or later, and we'll answer a lot of questions.
Good luck tonight. Here we go.
Thanks. Enjoy the hockey season.
It's like Christmas.